There are lots of accounting software out there that are cheaper than QuickBooks if you're just starting.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
All right, welcome to the Contractor Files Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us again, and we are on podcast number 29.
Yes, we are.
Moving right along, and we have a very hot topic today.
Yep. We are going to talk about how to handle your business money.
Wow.
We know you are all rolling in the dough, and you need to know how to handle that.
There you go. We was hoping that the federal government would give out some guidelines of how to do that, but they haven't done it yet.
I don't want the federal government touching my money.
You don't want advice from them on how to handle your money?
Well, let's see. As soon as they can figure out how to not spend more than they make and not make my kids more in debt than me, then we'll see.
It's not looking too good.
No. I would never ask a politician for how to handle money. What? No, that's not true. They know how to get rich. It's the government as a whole that doesn't know how. Politicians, have you seen those charts? Oh, we're getting off on a rabbit trail. Have you seen those charts where they bring in like the average person's portfolio and how, you know, how much they increased per year, like with the stock market and
okay.
You know, and then they bring in like some politicians and
it's like
100 times more than everybody else.
Yes.
And it's definitely something fishy's going on there that they would have such a much bigger profit.
Yeah, you need to look at someone just done a comparison. If Nancy Pelosi's husband invested like Warren Buffett, how many years it would take for them to earn as much as they have, and it's like thousands of years. It's like something's not quite right.
Something's not right.
Anyway, I don't think that's what we were going to talk about.
No, we weren't talking about that. No, we're talking about how to handle your business money. You want to start us off, Trent?
Sure. How do you handle your business money? Well, the first thing I would recommend with handling your business money is don't act like it's yours unless it's your paycheck or salary, whatever you're paying yourself.
Yep.
Do not treat the business account like it is your personal account.
You mean you should have a business account?
Yes. So maybe I should have said that first. Start with a business account.
Yes.
And then don't treat it like it's your personal account. How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
That would be my number one suggestion. What have you got first on your list?
I think that's good. I think that there are people that don't have a separate business account.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
And that's actually very bad. Very bad.
It depends.
Well,
if they never spend any money out of it, maybe it doesn't matter.
That's true. It could be very bad for if you get audited.
Or if they're not bringing any money in, maybe it doesn't matter.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Anyway, what's your number one on the list?
I don't have a number one, but I think what you keeping things separate is on my number one.
It is.
It just goes along with what you just said. Make sure that you have in your mind, this is the business's money, this is my money. Definitely keep separate accounts. And just because the business account has $5,000 in it doesn't mean you can go spend $5,000. Keep a cash reserve in your business account. And that is important, especially if you have employees.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also important for you because you are an employee of your business and you need a paycheck. Probably to live, and you need to have a backup in your business for providing yourself with a paycheck. And so don't just get excited and take that extra money in your business and go blow it. Keep a cash reserve in your business as if you were an employee that depended on that paycheck that, you know, you were going to have to lay them off if you couldn't get the paycheck.
Yep.
That makes sense.
For sure. Definitely. Another thing I would recommend is get some kind of software to keep all your finances recorded in.
Yes.
We use QuickBooks. Maybe I should get a percentage cut or something.
Yes.
QuickBooks for advertising.
They charge enough.
Yeah. But that worked really well for us. So we had QuickBooks and we entered everything in there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do something like that, it's kind of like what Ethan said, you end up spending money that's not really yours.
Yep.
Because you have a lot of things that may be on a 30-day payment schedule that when you get paid from a job, if you haven't paid all those materials, whatever be the case, labor, whatever it is, if you haven't paid those things up to date, you may think you have a lot more money than you actually do. So you have to have some kind of accounting system, whether it's QuickBooks or something similar, to make sure you keep everything balanced and you know what you have in your account and you're not just guessing like you do in your personal account.
Yes, yes. Yeah, just like your personal account, you should have a budget. You should have a budget for your business and know this is my monthly reoccurring expenses and I need to make sure I keep enough money in there to cover a month or two of those expenses for sure.
Yeah.
And just to piggyback on the software, there's all kinds of, if you're just starting out, it can be a little bit like scary to have to pay a certain monthly fee to have QuickBooks or something like that. But unfortunately, QuickBooks doesn't have a very cheap like starter package.
No,
they just jump right in. They're a good software, but there are ones out there that are a smaller entry fee. And I'm trying to think of some of them. I know one of them is Zoho Books.
They, and if they want to sponsor us, we could advertise.
Exactly, yeah, right. And if you want your software name right there, then you need to contact us. But worst case scenario, if you have absolutely no money and you cannot afford, and you can't find a free accounting software, which there are some out there, but if you can't, then use a spreadsheet. That is free. You can get a Google sheet or you can get a Excel spreadsheet and keep track of every expense in your business. Everything that goes through your bank account, through your credit card, through your accounts at the local hardwares, every single transaction you need to have recorded, categorized, and some paper backing or receipt backing usually for those things. So that's something to keep in mind. And if you don't have time to do that, then you better find somebody that can help you do that. Maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's a kid, maybe it's a, because it is so important. It's like, I'm not gonna even try because I can't think of an analogy, but it's bad. Okay, I got it. Okay. It's like driving a car without any speedometer. You have no idea how fast or slow you're going. You might get a ticket. You might not.
That's true. But I think I'd rather drive a car without a speedometer than keep track of my finances.
That's true. It's much worse. Bad analogy.
No, it wasn't a good analogy. I'm just thinking if I had to pick between one of the two.
That's true.
Yeah, so in other words, keep track.
Yes.
We really can't state that enough, because outside of the fact of not having enough work and being able to survive, the flip side of that is the businesses that go out of business because they do not keep track of their finances.
Yes.
That is just one of the most basic principles you've got to learn in your business. And it really doesn't matter what you do. If you can't make sure that you're budgeting and keeping track of everything that comes in and goes out, then there's no way you can function properly.
Right.
Sooner or later, it's going to be a bad situation, definitely.
And you won't know why, because you didn't keep track of it.
There you go. That's right. I would say next to that, if you're going to have employees, now not everybody has employees, and if you don't, that's completely fine. But if you're going to have employees, the next thing that's really close to that is make sure you keep finances back to pay your employees, mm-hmm. even when you don't have work.
Yes.
Because if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to keep employees for the long term.
Yes.
And you have to have employees to run your business.
Yes.
Unless you're just going to do it all yourself, I guess. But there's a lot of times when you're first starting that your employees get paid and you do not.
Yes.
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
Now, the goal is, on down the road, hopefully that flips and you never have to worry about it. You get your salary or whatever you get paid also. But make sure you keep money set back for your employees, even if all your expenses on materials are paid.
Yes. Yep, for sure. And one last thing on the keeping track, I forgot to mention. Keep track of your job profitability too. Don't just keep track of your business as a whole, but also keep track of your jobs individually, because that could give you insight into, oh, these jobs we make a lot more money on, these we don't, and help you. But yeah, let's see, the employee thing, that's big. The other thing is bring in professionals, bring in an accountant. And if you can't hire an accountant and you're trying to run payroll, then you better buy a software or something to do it for you. You don't want to get into major tax issues, and your employees are going to be furious with you if they get to the end of the year and find out you did not take the enough taxes out of their paycheck. They will be mad. Yeah, you owe, because your boss didn't do it right. So get professionals involved as soon as you can. And, you know, depending on your budget, depending on how much extra money you have to spend, but at least get help. If you have to start doing payroll, at least get some sort of professional help for that, or hire or purchase a software program that can walk you through it. So,
yep, definitely. I was going to go along with that. That would be one of my next things too, is as soon as you can afford it, get an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try to do your taxes
yes.
yourself. Accountants can help you with so many things, even just how you enter your information in
right.
your software makes all the difference in the world for your taxes.
Yes.
So make sure as soon as you can afford it, get an accountant, maybe before you think you can afford it,
yes.
get an accountant, because yes. they will save you more than they cost you, as long
yes.
as they're not ridiculously priced.
Yeah. Yes. And I guess that kind of actually goes into, well, not really, to piggyback on that, your accountant is going to save you money, and you are could. It might seem like, oh, I saved, you know, a couple thousand dollars by not using an accountant this year, but you might not have done it right, and you could have a bigger risk of getting audited, of having back taxes. There's all kinds of things that could happen down the road, so it's always better to pay for the professionals to get it done right the first time.
Yep.
And yeah. I was going to say too, with your business, I think this isn't really about handling money as much as it is about how you think about your business money. Not even about your business money. Okay, this is a rabbit trail. but it just popped into my head. I see a lot of people who just start their business, and they seem almost like they're so happy that they're free, and they don't realize that just like when you're an employee and you get paid per hour, it's the same thing with when you're a business owner. If every hour you are working on your business is not being productive, you're reducing your hourly rate that you're actually bringing in as a company. You're hurting your company. And I see some people who almost kind of like just treat, oh, I've started my own business, I don't get paid per hour anymore, so I can do whatever I want. And if you have that mentality, you're going to find out that your paycheck can only afford $12 an hour for you. Or it's going to be, where's all this money? Where did it go? My bank account is empty. Because as a business owner, you might not be getting a paycheck from employer like you used to, but your time has to be producing a cash flow into the business in some way, whether it's through sales, whether it's through doing actual work that you're billable for. You have to think, okay, because I'm not getting an hourly paycheck anymore, doesn't mean I can go slack off and be at the golf course every day. I have to make money every hour. I need my hours to be worth more than I was getting paid per hour at my previous employer. So still think in an hourly manner of, if I don't work this hour, I don't get paid for this hour. If I don't put in the effort in my business and make sure that my time is billable, or make sure that I'm bringing in more sales or doing the hard work of growing my business, then it's not going to happen. you're going to make less as the business owner than you would as an employee if you don't put in the effort.
Yeah. And I've got bad news for all the new business owners. The first few years, if you're going to be successful, all the hours you have to put in your business, you will not get paid for. Yeah. If you figure you're getting paid for it, it's going to cut the hourly rate down, like Ethan's talking about.
Yeah.
So part of growing a business is doing the things that have to be done regardless of what it brings in.
Yep.
And a lot of times it's nothing on those things until you get the business rolling to where everything's working good. So don't get discouraged. If you figure your hourly rate and you're below minimum wage the first few years, it's not uncommon. The goal is a few years down the road where you get everything organized and you're able to hire people to help in certain areas.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully you can get back on track. But it will be a little discouraging to look at those numbers for yourself those first few years.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, because if you don't have employees working for you where you're making some money off of them, then you got to be out there being billable to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you bring in nothing. And if you are all by yourself, then you better get those 40 hours billable, and everything else that he's done on the business, you're working overtime for free and getting those things done after hours or before hours, because you've got to keep that cash flow coming. And if you don't have employees, it's on your shoulders to keep that cash flow coming. You won't have any money to handle, and this whole episode will mean nothing to you because you'll have no money in the bank account to even keep track of.
Okay. So the answer is, how to handle your money would be very carefully, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Because you may not have a lot for a little while.
Yep.
No, it is something that you really have to stay on top of and not kind of throw it to the wayside, because there's a lot that goes into it when you're first getting your business rolling, for sure.
For sure.
Yep. And you've got so many different things that you could do, from hire new employees to more equipment to, you know, vehicles, whatever be the case. There's so many different things that you can do with your money that spending, it's not a problem.
Right.
It's budgeting out where it all should go.
Yes.
Right. And that's a learning process. And I would suggest, if you're starting on your own, you've never done this before, I would talk to people who have businesses that can kind of give you some pointers along the way.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure.
Yeah. And the other thing, I think we mentioned this before in one of our episodes about buying equipment, but if you're thinking, if you have extra money in there and you want to spend it, talk to your spouse, or talk, if you don't have people, other businesses that you can talk to at least your spouse about what you're planning on doing, because they're a good sounding board. Friends and family are a great sounding board for whether or not you should actually spend the money and do that thing that you want. You know, I need a new truck. Do you really?
Sure. All right. You got anything else on your list?
No, I think that covered it.
All right. Me too. So one way to save yourself a lot of money is to get our app.
Yes.
To help you estimate your jobs.
Yep.
So how do they do that?
Yeah, so go to myestimatingapp.com and you can sign up for a free trial. It's not free after the trial. You can sign up for an account there on our website. And it is a kitchen and bathroom estimator program. You can do it on your web browser, so any computer. Or you can download the iOS app, so on your iPhone or your iPad. And you can perform as many kitchen and bathroom remodeling estimates as you want and get those customers to sign off on them and make a lot of money. So, yeah.
There you go. So check it out. Thanks, everyone, for listening to our 29th podcast.
Yes, almost to 30.
There you go. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good week.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.